And now hear the rest of the story from the 28th chapter of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, behold, see, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the beauty of the day, for all of your blessings and your mercies, which are new each and every morning. Lord God, I pray that as we gather this day, that you speak through me, that the words of my mouth be acceptable unto you, and the meditation of all of our hearts together also be acceptable. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. God has resurrected Jesus from the dead, just as Jesus said God would do. And Jesus' disciples are preparing to meet him in Galilee, the land of the Gentiles, on a designated mountain, just as Jesus had instructed them to do. Mountains play an important and significant role in Matthew's gospel. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he went away to a mountain for a time of communing with God, and while there, Satan came to tempt him. It was on a mountain that Jesus was transfigured and had a meeting with the prophets Moses and Elijah in the presence of three of his disciples. After healing the sick and feeding the crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus retreated to a mountain for a time of prayer and refreshment. Jesus healed crowds on a mountain by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus' sermon on the mount identified who the blessed of this world are and that they would inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus, we know, often spent time on the Mount of Olives, and lest we forget, Jesus was crucified on the Mount of Calvary. We've known modern-day prophets who have had mountaintop experiences. Most familiarly, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In his final proclamation, he declared that he had been to the mountaintop and looked over. And although he might not get there with the rest of us, he assured us that we would all get there one day. You see, mountaintops are places of God's divine revelation and instruction. Upon the disciples' ascent and meeting with Jesus on this unnamed mountain, Matthew tells us that they bowed down and they worshiped him, just as the Magi worshiped when they encountered the Messiah at his birth, and the women worshiped the risen Jesus at the tomb. The disciples worshiped, recognizing that they were in the very presence of the risen Savior and Lord. And yet, in spite of their worship, some doubted. Matthew makes room for doubt alongside worship in the wonder of this scene on the mountain and in the glory of the resurrected Jesus. Often we find that worship and doubt go together hand in hand. I'm reminded of Peter, who stepping out on faith was able to walk on water, but becoming frightened doubts and begins to sink. Or Thomas's doubt in John's resurrection story. Doubt is not to be viewed by us negatively or as a flaw in the lives of us as believers. Our occasional doubt places us directly in the resurrection story alongside the disciples on the mountain awaiting Jesus' instructions. If we had it all together all the time and were super Christians without any without ever doubting, we might be operating in our own strength and be arrogant, self-assured, and selfish in our understanding of who God is. Leaving room for doubt allows us the ability to know God and for God to be revealed in new and wondrous and unimaginable ways. There have been times and there will be times in our Christian walk that we doubt what God is doing in our midst, only to realize later on that it was our own fear that was limiting our ability to understand and see that God was doing a new thing and we did not perceive it, as the prophet Isaiah proclaimed. Beloved, God is doing a new thing. Everyone, regardless of their age, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation or identity, are accepted when called by God to be the proclaimers of God's word. God is doing a new thing. People are free to marry those they love, regardless of their sexual identity or gender. God is doing a new thing, hallelujah, because all are welcomed into the house and family of God. Period. Jesus says to his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and yet nothing in their current surroundings would suggest that this is actually true. Jesus is on an unnamed mountain with a congregation of 11 because he lost one disciple, and some of them are doubting and not really sure who they have come to worship. And without missing a beat, Jesus instructs them, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, more specifically of all foreigners, people who are not like you. Make disciples of the Gentiles. Telling the confused and disoriented disciples that they are ordained and called out to teach, lead, and instruct the people of the earth would be akin to telling us today to go into the world and cure cancer or HIV, to protect and clean up the environment, provide just and safe housing for all who are homeless, feed all who are hungry, defend and safeguard all who are abused, mistreated, disenfranchised, or neglected, fight for economic justice for all people. None of these are impossible, but all are extremely difficult nonetheless. We are witnesses to and co-laborers with many who are responding to Jesus' call to make disciples. Pastor Randy and the delegation who traveled to and are on their way back from Malawi. Chinua, who has ministered for many years alongside the people of Bolivia fighting for environmental and human rights. The Kirkpatrick Yoders recently returned from teaching and ministering in the Middle East. Many who have continued to travel to the borders of the United States and Mexico to understand and minister to those who are attempting to make a better life for their families. And all those co-workers in the mission who are unknown to us, who have gone out in the name of Jesus to make disciples and to help the world become a better, more humane place. They have heard and are heeding Jesus' instructions, understanding that God has gone before them and it is theirs and ours to make disciples by being God's interns on the ground, baptizing and teaching not in our own authority but under the supervision of the risen Savior and the Holy Spirit, practicing, making mistakes and learning from them, asking questions and loving our neighbors as we are loved. Jesus instructed, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you. Teach and make and be my disciples, and usher yourselves and others into a lifelong learning process of knowing me more fully. Teaching them that they are my own and belong to me and therefore are to follow my instructions as well. And now, beloved, Jesus gives his final instruction. They are words of assurance. Behold, see, I am with you always, all the days, every day, to the end of the age. You need not be afraid or weary or discouraged. See, I am with you. As Pastor Randy preached a few weeks ago, take nothing for your journey. For behold, I am with you. You shall not be overcome or defenseless. Behold, I am with you. Your weaknesses, shortcomings, or mistakes are made strong in my strength. Behold, I am with you, and my grace is sufficient to keep you because I am with you. Moses asked God, in whose name shall I say I have come? To which God answered, I am, or I will be who I will be. Jesus' instructions come with the certainty that we are never alone, that his spirit has gone before us and accompanies us, leading, guiding, protecting, and providing, opening closed doors, hearts, and minds, filling empty and desolate places, bringing peace to places of unrest and violence and war, resurrecting dry bones, spirits, and attitudes, because Jesus, hallelujah, is with us. Jesus' final instructions are solid as a rock, with the fourfold repetition of the word all. All authority, all nations, all that I have commanded you, all the days, always, as they are followed by words of promise and assurance. Behold, see, realize, why won't you understand and know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am with you. I am the one who is named Emmanuel, God with us, and I am will be with you always. These are Jesus' final instructions. Amen.